At the beginning of July, when I gave my first homily, I mentioned that the Bible is our blueprint, our template. It is our manual for knowing who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. It's not just a book of nice stories, but rather, if we read carefully, we're going to see, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or this is what I'm not supposed to be doing. So we have very rich readings today that give us one more insight as to how we are called to be disciples. So we start with the first reading from Exodus with Moses. The people sinned, they turned away from God. So what we have here is they sinned, they broke this relationship, and God was going to destroy them. So what did Moses do? Did he say, yeah, go ahead, kill them? No. He said, oh Lord, please, you brought them this far, forgive them. So what was the role of Moses at that point? He was a mediator. He was a mediator. A mediator is one who pulls two separate groups together and says, hey, come on, let's talk about this, let's get back together. Now, of course, he didn't have to pull God. God was always listening. But he had to pull the people. So he was serving as a mediator to protect, defend the Israelites so that God would forgive them. We're supposed to be doing that too. We're supposed to be mediators. When we see people running this way and that way and breaking relationships, we got to get out there and say, come on, come on. Let's get down to brass tacks, what's really important. So we're called to be mediators. In the second reading from Paul, just a few verses before where it picks up, and I don't know why the church didn't include it, but Paul says Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God. So Jesus Christ, the perfect mediator, because what did he do? He came into a broken world, a world of broken relationships, and said, God, people, come on, we got to get together. This is wrong. This is wrong. So let's get together. We're supposed to be mediators. And as Paul reminds us, what was the purpose of Jesus coming? It's very clear. The salvation of souls, the forgiveness of sin. That's it. That's it. It's not about careers, houses, churches. It's about the salvation of souls, meaning that if someone's sinning, they're not going to be saved. And what are we going to do about it? We've got to get out there. We've got to go to people and say, no, that's not what God wants for you. We've got to be mediators. Another word that Paul uses is a reconciliation. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation. Think about that. We're supposed to serve the world by reconciling people. That's like mediation, to say, okay, you got this problem, you got this one, you're angry. Let's talk about it, let's pray about it. Let's get back together. Because God created us to be in community. He didn't create us to be individuals doing whatever we want. He wants us to be together, one, with one another. So we are mediators. We're called to be mediators. And then we go to the gospel message. And again, very beautiful. Jesus is basically working as a mediator and telling these stories. And he goes to have dinner. And what does it say? He goes to have dinner with sinners and tax collectors. Now, tax collecting today, you know, that's not a sin per se. But back then, they hated Jews who worked for the Roman government because they were abusing their own people. So here is Jesus going out having dinner with these sinners. But he's taking to them the reconciliation and the mercy of God. We're supposed to do that too. So we have that first story of the lost sheep. The shepherd didn't say, well, it's only one sheep. He went out and got the sheep. He had to pick it up, put it on his shoulders, because sheep are stupid. They don't know what they're doing. So to bring them back to the community of sheep, he had to pick that sheep up and bring it back. But he went in search of them. Do we do that? The woman who lost the coin, she went through a lot of trouble for a little coin, but it was important to her because she was poor. So she lit a lamp, she swept things out, and she found the coin, and she rejoiced. And that's what God does when we go out and bring a sinner back to God. And then, of course, we have the beautiful story of the prodigal son, where the son demands his inheritance even before his father is dead. He wastes it. He comes back. And what does the father do? He says, well, you can be a slave. No, he says, you are my son. I love you. I'm glad you're back. I forgive you. And the son returned to the family unit, part of the community. And there was rejoicing. And then the older son, what did he do? We're probably more like the older son, right? You always favored her. But the father says, look, your brother was lost. He's found. Come on. So what was the father doing? He was mediating between the older son and the younger son, saying, come on, we've got to get together on this. So just like all these stories in Scripture, if nothing else, the word that we should take home tonight is mediator. And mediators that don't wait for people to come to us and say, would you mediate this problem? No, but mediators that go out and find the problem and say, I'm here to help you. And so again, we go back to the beginning of the gospel. Jesus went out and had dinner with sinners and tax collectors. Who would those people be today? Drug addicts? Drug dealers? Gang members? Can you imagine us going out to them and saying, I care about you. Let me help you. Well, I suspect that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Now, you know, we say, let the government do it. No, we're supposed to be doing that. Because like that shepherd, like that woman, we don't want anybody to be lost. And if we don't do anything when people are in sin and staying in sin, then we're not going to be saved either. Because our duty as reconcilers, as mediators, is to go out to the unseemly, those who are sinful, those who are rejects, and say, no, that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to be part of his community, so let's reconcile. Let's get back together. Let's go through healing. You've been wounded. Let's work on that. So mediation, we're all called to be mediators. And if we have the love of Jesus Christ, we just have to do what Jesus did. And he didn't slam people. Yes, he was honest. He said, no, that's wrong. But he didn't slam them. He kept saying, God loves you. He wants you to be with him. He is merciful. He is all forgiving. What do you think of that? Do you want to get that burden of sin off your shoulders? Well, we know how to do that as the followers of God. So again, these beautiful readings today, they're telling us who we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be Moses the mediator. We're supposed to be Jesus Christ the mediator. We're called to be the shepherd who thinks nothing of leaving the 99 to go in search of one lost sinning sheep. That's us. That's us. And if we do that, then we're doing exactly what we were commissioned to do by Jesus Christ. So all of us have that vocation. We may do it a little bit differently. We may do it 3x3 or 4x4. Doesn't matter. But we have to understand that there's always this movement out from the church, the buildings, let's say, always out into the community so that we are truly looking for and searching for the lost, the sinners, because God doesn't want any of them to be lost, and hopefully we don't either. So just as God is generous to us and forgiving, we've got to share that good news with everyone else we meet and literally go in search of the drug dealers and the prostitutes and counter them out of love so that they too can know that that's not what God wants for them. God has much better in mind for them. And we can tell them what that is and show them what it is. So as we continue our Eucharist, let's remember we have an amazing job to do. And we've been blessed to do it. We've been graced to do it. A lot of work to do. And yet we can do it because Jesus really did all of the hard work to begin with. All we have to do is work in the way he worked, to follow in his footsteps, and to look at it as a joyful call, a great vocation, because literally we will be able, with the power of God, to move someone from sin to holiness, which ultimately is on the road to heaven. That's what we want for ourselves, and hopefully that's what we want for everyone else, so that we will go out and search and seek the lost and help them to know that they are part of God's beloved community, and God wants them back.